Welcome to The Watching Dead, the officially unofficial podcast for The Walking Dead on AMC. I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron.
And today we're back to talk about GameStop episode of The Walking Dead feedback version, where you can chime in. Tell us how your GameStop experience went. You know, did you get in on the squeeze, or did you get squoze out?
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about the Walking Dead episode, the squeeze.
How do we not talk about a gamma squeeze?
Oh, fuck. You're right.
We had an alpha squeeze this episode, but no gamma squeeze. I don't think Aaron's going to be down with it, even if one was on offering. So we'll see.
That was an oversight. We apologize. We'll do all the gamma squeeze jokes here coming up. if you got your own, leave them in voicemail. We'll play them. Aaron, do we want to get right into the voicemails? We currently have three sitting here.
Yeah, if you're curious on how to get in on this, we record our main podcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern we simultaneously stream at twitch.tv/baldmove for the video, and we also put the audio out on stereo.com/baldmove, and stereo allows you to leave voicemails in real time for us, and that's what we do for feedback. You can also send in long-form feedback, rather, to watchingdead@baldmove.com, and we'll consider those at the end of the season.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's try and play this first voicemail.
I feel like the dynamic of Carol and Daryl has gone on too long now. There'd be a lot of love lost and a lot of trust lost. Carol's been kicked out of the group before. She's come back. I feel like they lost direction with her writing, considering that she was never supposed to be here at this stage.
About this particular criticism, I'm kind of half for and half against. It is true that Carol has a checkered history with like the leadership structure of The Walking Dead and kind of doing her own thing. But I always feel like that Daryl never thought that he was part of the outsiders in her circle of trust. And he's being confronted with this numerous times where it's like, he's doing the thing where he's trying to tell her without telling her, like, hey, this is something we should all understand that shouldn't be happening. And I wouldn't want it to happen if it's happening, kept on happening. Then he tells her, hey, I need you to tell me things and stop lying to me and bullshitting me. And she's like, yeah, that's a thing I shouldn't do. Then he's like, okay, you've been lying and bullshitting to me, and I know because of these reasons. And now you know that I know, and there's surely no reason this should continue to go on. Like, I don't know. I felt it was realistic because these people, like, you know, they're family. And for over a decade now. And I think that, like, you know, if you're talking about your sister, your aunt and uncles, you know, one transgression, a couple transgressions, a pattern of bad behavior, like, I don't know that that would be it. Or that Daryl would hold all of her previous bullshit against her. Because, you know, Daryl's gotten up to some bullshit, too. I don't know. What's your read on it, Jim?
I mean, as far as like writing Carol, I agree. Like, she wasn't meant to necessarily be around this long. Probably none of the characters really were. But at the same time, they've had, you know, X amount of seasons to do stuff with her. And I think the stuff that they've done has been really good. I agree with your points about like, yeah, is this relationship believable? Yeah, definitely. For me, it is. I think, yeah, there, you can't really excuse any sort of mistakes in the writing because a character wasn't supposed to be around. Because, like, I look at, like, Breaking Bad and I think, well, they didn't intend Jesse to be around. But look what they did with him. You know, he became everybody's favorite character. So.
And if he sucked in the last season, it wouldn't be because, oh, well, they didn't kill him in season one. It would be just because they stopped doing right by him, right?
I would think
like,
so,
yeah, Carol doesn't make it out of the prison in the comics.
Right.
So we've had a couple of really cool character arcs from Carol that like where they had her, you know, she's one of the few that's kind of gone back and forth a few times, but it never felt like just moralizing the way like Morgan's character did, the way some of the other characters did. So I feel like up until now, and again, this isn't unrealistic or bad writing. It's just Carol acting in a way that disappoints us all. And
right.
Daryl,
we want her to be better than this, but
Right. So I think that she has to pay a price for this, and she's going to have to like earn Daryl's trust back, obviously, before a spinoff is going to work. But I think they can do that. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's move over to the next voicemail.
Hey, Drainer from Station 7, long-time listener. What I'd like to hear our heroes discuss is how one rifle equipped with an infrared scope would totally decimate Alpha's entire strategy. Okay, maybe it's hard to locate an infrared scope at this point, but it seems like it would at least be worth talking about. Seems like something that could still be found lying around somewhere, maybe on an island military base?
Oh, man, if they could unlock night vision.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because they can still do batteries, right? They could charge. Although that's the other thing is like once you wear your last lipo pack out, you're done. It's not like you're going to make your own lithium polymers. I don't think. Or I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe there's an easy way to recharge that shit. Eugene will find it in the library chemistry book.
Oh, yeah. They'll be walking around with a bunch of nickels in acid. Just like backpacks full of nickels melting in
acid. Yeah. You get a limit, insert some pennies into it, and you get some alligator clips. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Catch yourself an infrared scope. A good point. Like any infrared device would immediately show which one of these skin freaks is a whisper and which one of them is a dead zombie. Yeah. Except maybe in the summer. I wonder if the body temperature of the walkers fluctuates in the summer.
I was just wondering. It has to. It's got to be so like on hot muggy night when it's 95% heat and 95% humidity, it'd be hard telling the the walkers from the zombies. Probably not, cuz I bet the humans would be even proportionally hotter.
Yeah, they might be. I don't know. We have ways to regulate our body temp. I assume walkers don't.
It's true.
So, yeah, 98.6 degree day. You might have trouble.
Yeah. But, yeah, forward-looking infrared would be a game changer. And the thing is, I don't think we've ever seen that in this universe. I've seen him break into depots with body armor and face shields and riot shields and, you know, stun rocket grenades launchers. And rocket launchers. They've gotten rocket launchers. I've never seen them come across a crate of like night vision goggles or anything like that.
Are you implying that maybe that tech doesn't exist in the Walking Dead universe?
No, I just think that it like, you know, might be harder to come by. I don't know why, though, because, yeah, you'd think they'd just be all over military bases. Somebody would have it. But also, it's not just night vision. It's infrared.
Yeah.
Like night vision wouldn't do shit for you.
Right.
Except for let you see the scenes better in the dark, but like, yeah, you need infrared for sure.
Good point though on the naval base that they're potentially the Michonne's going off to. Like, there almost certainly will be some infrared tech there.
Although I also just watched Predator last weekend. The natural counters just roll around in the mud.
Oh yeah, blood. Boom. The guts work on everything, right?
That's true. So you might this is get naked, roll around the latrine, and then then what are you gonna do?
Vomit for 20 minutes. All right, let's move on to the next voicemail.
Crapouflage.
So a couple of us are in chat talking about this, but going back to that Negan and Alpha makeout scene in the woods. What do you think they're using for soap in the apocalypse? Because if the answer is nothing, that would be the end full stop of my apocalyptic hookup days. Nope. Nothing never going to happen again after that. That's so gross. But I don't know if they're able to manufacture soap like in these times, like they're up there, they got a windmill, all kinds of other stuff. Like, are they making soap, do you think, at all? How are these people getting clean? And then we're wondering, like, maybe Daryl was onto something with being asexual. Maybe he just was onto something the whole time.
People who don't need people are the least stinky people of all in the apocalypse. So a couple questions here. I mean, life is going to find a way. Like, I hate to tell you, throughout human's history, strong body smells have not stopped us from reproducing. I'm happy here to say, because if so, the whole thing would have stopped working about 200,000 years ago. But holy shit.
I wonder if we were just a lot cleaner. Like, did we like lick ourselves like cats and just clean ourselves? I mean,
we didn't wear clothes.
Then?
So like if you just wanted to bathe, like if, you know, you didn't have clothes or stinking you up and all that kind of stuff. But like, you know, I've been camping for a week and it's, you know, even if you bring deodorant and stuff to keep applying, and it's tough to stay clean. It's tough to have modern cleanliness standards. I just don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, you return to nature, and after a while, like, you get used to like body hair and stinks and stuff like that. Like, you say you wouldn't, but 5 years into everyone smelling like God, like death, you'd recalibrate. I think, I don't know. I've never been through a zombie apocalypse.
I mean, they've got like showers and shit in Alexandria. I think they're pretty modern, and soap is not hard to make, right?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I think Alexandria and Hilltop certainly have the capability of staying close to modern cleanliness standards. Alpha and her brood have no cleanliness standards. I don't know that they even care. And when you're wearing the rotting flesh of other humans, what your crotch smells like is the last priority.
Yeah, and I, you know, when they did the wide shot of Alpha and Negan there squeezing, it's abundantly clear how filthy their bodies are. They're just grimy. They're just grimy and gross. So yeah, they're just smashing those bits together. But you're right. Like what is soap? It's like what, lye and ash and animal fat or some shit like that. I don't know. I went to Conner Prairie once, and they're making candles and they're making soap. And I remember thinking, boy, there's not much difference between this process other than like the wick. But it's fairly easy to make an effective crude soap. And just keeping clean, if you have clean running water, like sluicing your body off is going to once a day would help out a lot. But
yeah,
I think they get used to being stinky.
Sure. Oceanside, they probably just go for a dip in the ocean, right?
Oh,
they're probably a little saltier than average, but I think probably fairly clean.
Right. Rub out all the pit. Yeah. Just spray some, sluice some salt water in all your crevices and your pits and you're good to go.
For sure. All right. Let's try this next one.
Did you see that Negan's be the latest DLC for Mortal Kombat, which asked the question, are they in the same universe? And can we expect to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan in a future Mortal Kombat film? I'm obviously not being serious, but interesting.
I don't know whether you're being serious or not, but like, if it makes dollars, it's going to sense, you know, like if Negan like flies off the DLC shelves or whatever, and there's a Mortal, cause we're about a week away from a new Mortal Kombat. I think it's coming out to theaters and HBO, not this weekend, but next. Yeah, if the Negan DLC does well, why the hell not? Wouldn't you put it in there? Can we get Sub-Zero? Would be murder against zombies, man.
Does he have a rocket launcher?
Freezing and shattering. It's the two things zombies like the least.
Sure.
Being frozen and shattering.
Is this a real thing? I wanted to see a picture of it. I'm trying to look it up. I can't find it. But I don't know. Maybe it's recent news.
You'd think that this would be a huge upgrade if you like had all the Mortal Kombat crew in the Walking Dead apocalypse. But we've talked about this before. Like a close combat melee specialist, not necessarily what you want in the zombie apocalypse. You don't want unarmed people getting within knuckle biting distance of a zombie. And Mortal Kombat, that's their stock and trade, man. Constantly putting knuckles into people's mouths.
I wish someone would have reminded Kelly of that this episode, because she punches a few zombies in the face. I mean, that's just a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, like that Abraham did that every once in a while too, and it was always kind of like, yeah, I understand, big, you wanna drop them, but on the other hand, one little canine across the knuckle, and it's done for.
I don't know. I'm excited. I have not played a Mortal Kombat game in a long time. But if I were to play a game, a Mortal Kombat game, I would like Jeffrey Dean Morgan to be in it. Sure.
What's his fatality going to be, and how will it involve Lucille?
He strips down and he just goes to town on you with his stinky body.
He puts a mask on the opponent, strips his clothes down, and then rubs himself all over you.
Oh yeah.
The green stink lines come off and the other person explodes. I feel like it's sticking Lucille in various orifices.
Sure.
That's likely what the fatalities are going to be.
Or creating new orifices with Lucille, probably. I mean, there's got to be a head bash where your eye comes out.
Graphic head bashing where like eyeballs fly out the screen and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. MK, if you need any advice, just come to us. We know how to make this fatality really pop.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then at 1 out of 10 times you prefer this fatality, the person actually was underneath the dumpster the whole time. And you get you get one more life to try to beat him.
Yeah, it's like a counter fatality. It's the first counter fatality in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. If you're in the alley stage, it's with the dumpster in the background, poof, it's like a 50% chance. You gotta watch it. It'll come crawling back out just when you think you're done.
All right, let's get the next voicemail here.
Like 1,000, 2,000 years ago, we didn't have all the acidity inside of our systems that we have today from drinking all these manufactured and eating all this manufactured shit. So yeah, something to think about.
Yar, what you eat, I guess. I will say that, like, I think the 10 years in the zombie apocalypse, we probably flushed all that shit.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Well, they're eating a lot of pudding. Just a lot of pudding. Specifically,
how acidic is chocolate pudding? Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely got some artificial preservatives in it for sure. They're eating a lot of canned goods. Those probably have a lot of preservatives.
Unless it permanently alters our DNA, the acid, then I think we'd be back to clean and natural fairly soon.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
We'd be clean eating again.
All right, fire up the next one.
I mean, don't you have to have some actual fat to make soap? And if that's the case, then and all the animals are kind of gone. I mean, especially with Alpha's herd around. So, no thought.
What was the first part of that, Jim? I missed.
Don't you have to have some kind of like natural fat to make soap? I think you're right. Yeah, you would like that. Those crude, those more like natural forms of soap or cleaning products. Yeah.
The primitive soaps.
Right. The primitive
from
soaps.
200 years ago.
From probably before the 1950s when they had plastic bottles or something.
I don't know. The other thing is like how much soap would be left to pillage? Like the shelf life on soap must be essentially forever.
Yeah. I'm sure soap. It's good.
Like, if the Egyptians left honey and soap in their tombs, those are the only two usable products that would be still good to go 4,000 years later. So, like, I bet there's just a lot of scavengeable soap and bleach and things of that nature that would just essentially go good as long as the containers don't rot. You know, as long as the plastic containers they're in are fine. To say nothing, like, you could always go to, like, powdered. Like, think about how much powdered soap is, you know. I think there'd just be a lot of that. Yeah, where would you get the animals?
The ocean.
I feel like, yeah,
there's
that's
a lot
the thing.
Of
like,
fucking fish out there now.
In absence of humans, like if we stop driving on the roads and stuff, like I feel like the animal populations will just explode. Like I don't think. I guess he's talking about like if this horde is sweeping the landscape, clearing like a
in this vicinity.
A plague of locusts in this vicinity that might be a trouble, but
Oceanside, I guarantee, could go out and find just a shitload of fish fat. I don't know if you can clean yourself with fish fat.
Fish oil? No, whale blubber
for sure.
I don't know. No more International Whaling Commission. Just start.
Yeah, just get a whaling ship.
Star Trek 4-ing it up, man. All those humpbacks.
I mean, look, if the human population is like 58 people, the whales have nothing to fear. Like. we can hunt as many
we club and drag onto the beach screaming, because that one whale will be pissed. I guarantee.
Yeah, but the 600 others that are made in the time it takes us to do that.
Holy shit, that's the Carol and Daryl spinoff. Whalin'.
Whale hunters?
Whalin' with Carol and Daryl. I could see it. They're wearing, you know, these crab hunting outfits, you know? They
got the sea dogs.
Yep.
With a WGS.
Dogs, sea dogs.
Sea dogs.
Sea dogs, whaling with the sea dogs.
I feel like there's got to be information out there about the spinoff, and we're just.
I would love to find out, but like, I don't want to be spoiled. I don't want to be spoiled. Following the tragic death of Negan, Carol and Daryl, like, nah, man, I'm so close to catching up. If I can keep from being spoiled for like 6 more weeks, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Plus, I want to keep that image of sea dogs in my head for 6 weeks.
All right.
That's it, man. That's all the voicemails we got.
Show.
Yeah.
If you'd like to, again, join us for any of the future shows. And again, this is all leading up to us covering Walking Dead live, which is, it's going to be returning in August. We're going to be spinning all this stuff up on Sunday night. We'll be doing a live watch. We'll be doing a live podcast, the instant take, stereo.com/baldmove. So that's going to be a lot of fun going forward. But yeah, if you would like to get in on these live, you can do so every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/baldmove, simultaneously on stereo.com/baldmove, where you can leave us feedback. Finally, send your long form takes to watchingdead@baldmove.com, and we'll consider those at the end of this season 10. That's it for this week. We'll be back next week for another another new podcast and feedback episode. Until then, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jim.
See ya.